Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na bosi ara na bosi. Mane ara bosi are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has a for you.
I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility and fear and trembling. I come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now. We receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, at the courtroom level, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. We are reading the Bible from cover to cover, chapter to chapter, verse to verse. We'll be reading from Genesis 13, 1 through 18. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethlehem, to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great. that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen and Aram's cattle, and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelled then in the land. And Aram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Aram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, and the sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Aram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, and the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Aram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. That is in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, 1 through 18. The prayer today was praying to receive forgiveness and cleanliness of our sins. Today we did come on at 9 a.m. It is continuously scheduled for 6 a.m. We must be doing something right, because I know it was scheduled for 6 a.m. So we have to be consistent, even when things don't work out as we plan. Everything happens for a reason. But it did give us a little time, and I want to thank everyone that listens in and pray and intercede and worship. God has a plan, and it shall come to pass. Obedient. Be obedient. When God lays something on your heart, be obedient, even when you don't understand it. And also, always keep your word. We're going to continue to worship and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts and our spirit. And remember to pray without cease. You have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh God, for you are mighty. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you.